Well, to get us thinking about the main theme of the talk and everything that we're doing today, I've got a really important question. So I'll need a bit of audience participation. It won't be much, it'll just be a raising of hands. So my question to you is, which one of these would you rather have as your leader? And afterwards, I'll give you 20 seconds, and then I'll call us back, and then I'll go through each one, and you have to put your hand up, okay? Ruler number one, leader number one. Cruella de Vil, leader number two. Captain Hook, leader number three. Scar. All right, have a quick chat, 20 seconds. Who would you rather be your leader? Okay, let's come back together. Okay, if you'd rather have Cruella de Vil as your leader, hands up. Oh, minority, there's about seven there. If you'd rather have Captain Hook, hands up. Whoa, I predicted this. If you'd rather have Scar as your leader, hands up. Ooh. I think that was very even for Scar and Cruella de Vil. But everyone would much rather have Captain Hook. But actually, it's really difficult, wasn't it? I don't know if you found it a difficult discussion, because they're all not very nice. They're all wouldn't actually make a very good leader. I think I'd choose Captain Hook just because he's cool and he's a pirate, but he's not a good leader. So that's what we're going to be thinking about today, and that sets us up for what we're going to be thinking about.
Okay. Well, if you were here last week, you remember there was this lady called Hannah who had a son after praying to God. And she said that if God gave her a son, she would give him to the Lord. And that's exactly what she did. She gave the boy Samuel, and he is now growing up in the temple of the Lord. And we're going to think today about how God provides the leaders that we need. We're going to learn to trust God to remove bad leaders and to give us the leader we need. We're going to learn to trust God to remove bad leaders and give us the leader we need. Now, at this time in the history of God's people, there was no king, and everyone did as they saw fit.
The leaders that the people had at the beginning of 1 Samuel were the priests who served at the temple in a place called Shiloh. So this was before they even made it to Jerusalem. The leaders were old Eli and his sons Hophni and Phinehas. And these priests were supposed to follow God's good laws that he gave them when he rescued them out of Egypt. So for our story today, we're going to see three important rules that the priests are supposed to follow. So we've got rule number one, honor God. We've got rule number two, care for God's people. And rule number three, don't be greedy. So for our service today, there's a lot of reading. It's a big reading, I mean to say. But actually, we're going to have a lot of it just acted out and various points. So I'm going to ask people to come and read. So for the first bit of acting, can I invite my actors up, please? Okay. Let's go. Scene.
I can't wait to offer my sacrifice to God today. I'm going to give him the best of my food because I want to show how much I love him.
What have we got here then? Some meat.
David?
Lots of fat on there. Looks tasty. Give me that.
Wait.
I want it.
This is my sacrifice for God. God's law says we need to cut the fat off and give all of it to God. And then we boil the meat and give you the breast and the right thigh.
Excuse me, do you know who we are? We're the priests, the people in charge around here. You don't tell me what to do, I tell you what to do. And if you don't give me that meat, I'm going to smash your face in and just take it myself.
Give me that.
Thanks very much.
I want it. Now off you go.
Hello everyone, my name is Nadroj and I'm going to be the referee for today. Worshipper, thank you very much for your service. Please go take a seat. And will you make sure to give Ollie your microphone and pack, please? Thank you. There's a lot of microphones going around today. Okay, well, I see here we have our three rules. Honour God, care for God's people, don't be greedy. Hophni, Phineas, how do you feel that you've done today?
Yeah, good.
Splendid, right. Top draw.
Fantastic. All right, well, why don't you go take a seat and hand your microphones to relevant people? And I'll ask the church. So, church, how do we think that Hophni and Phineas have done their job for today? Thumbs up, thumbs down? Ooh, even some booing. There's not one thumbs up that I can see here. Well, okay. Well, let's have a look at our rules again and see. Rule number one, honour God.
So let's think how they did. What did they do right? Nothing. What did they do wrong? Well, the temple was supposed to be God's house. So how do you think that God feels about the way that they've been acting? Where are you, you priests? Your main job, priests, is to worship God and to do the sacrifices. And as we sung, you're meant to lead God's people in God's place under his rule. But you break his rules and dishonor God. So, church, did they do a good job or a bad job in keeping the first rule?
Okay, there's a lot of thumbs down there. I'm going to pop this. So if you don't like loud noises, then, you know. Strike one. Okay, how about rule number two then? Care for God's people.
Okay, priests, let's look at how you did. What did you do that was good in caring for God's people? Nothing much there. Okay, so where did things go wrong? Well, God's leaders, you're supposed to care for his people that he loves, but you are just bullies. What you did to that worshiper is absolutely horrible. And in our reading, it says it that you did that to every worshiper. So everybody, did they do a good job or a bad job?
Oh, that's a lot of thumbs down. Okay, that's rule number two. Strike two. How about the final rule, number three? Don't be greedy.
So priests, God's good law gives you the food that you need, all that you need to serve. But you won't say thank you for that. You wanted more. The way you stuck that fork in the meat and took all you wanted just shows that how you can't care less about God's. So everybody, for rule three, did they keep it or not?
No, that's right. So rule number three, you're out. Strike three, you're out.
Wow. Hophni and Phineas deserved to get struck out. And our reading says that Eli, their father, knew about all of this. In fact, everybody knew about this, that they were bad leaders. And Eli told them off. He told them off quite badly. But importantly, he didn't stop them from doing these things. Now, just think for a minute. Do you think, if you're a young person here, your parents would be furious if someone, like, say, a teacher who was supposed to care for you, actually bullied you and stole things from you? Do you think they'd be furious, your parents? They would be, wouldn't they? Or do you think they'd be even more furious if the head teacher did nothing to stop them? Well, that's exactly what is going on in Israel with God's leaders.
But all this time, Samuel is serving in the temple. And God is quietly preparing him to be a good leader. So listen to this. It's verse 26 of 1 Samuel, chapter 2. And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men.
So we need to trust God to remove bad leaders and give us the leader we need. And at this point, God now speaks and tells us what he thinks. He sent a man of God who spoke to Eli.
This is what the Lord says to you, Eli. Did I not clearly reveal myself to your ancestors' family when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honour your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people? Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now, the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honour me, I will honour. But those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your priestly house, so that no one in it will reach old age. And what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be a sign to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one always.
Wow. So, we're learning to trust God to remove the bad leaders and give us the leader we need. He is preparing the way for his faithful priest who will do what God wants. And, did you hear? For his anointed. That's the Messiah, God's chosen king. Well, we're going to continue the story of Samuel. And the next thing that we see is really important. We're in chapter 3 of Samuel now. And in chapter 3 of verse 1, we see that Samuel, the boy, is Eli, who's the older, he's the father of Phinehas and Hophni. He's Eli's helper in the temple in a place called Shiloh. And the writer says, in those days, the Lord hardly ever spoke to his people. There were hardly any visions from him. So remember, in those days there was no king, and everyone did as they saw fit. So the land was in a mess. It's like God's judgment was hanging over the people, and he wasn't speaking to them. But we're going to see in this chapter how God is kind to his people, and he comes and he speaks.
Well, we're going to see something that happened as the boy Samuel is serving in the temple of God in Shiloh. So let's set the scene then. It's nighttime in the temple. We have Samuel lying down in his bed. Come on, Samuel. We've got Eli asleep in his place in the temple as well. Just making sure everyone's got their microphones and stuff. That's excellent. Very good. More central. Very good. Okay. I suppose, and scene.
Samuel!
I'm sure I heard a voice. It must be Eli. Here I am, you called me.
I did not call. Go back and lie down.
Okay.
Samuel!
Here I am. I definitely heard a voice. Definitely Eli. Here I am. You called me.
My son, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Gosh.
Now, at this time, Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been revealed to him.
Samuel!
I definitely 100% heard a voice. It's definitely Eli. Here I am. You called me.
Ah, I think I know what's happening. The Lord is calling. Go back and lie down, and if the Lord calls you again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Samuel, Samuel.
Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Samuel. I am going to do something in Israel that will shock everyone who hears about it. I will punish Eli and his family just as I promised. He knew that his sons refused to respect me, and he let them get away with it, even though I said I would punish his family forever. I warned Eli that sacrifices or offerings could never make things right. His family have done too many disgusting things.
How can I tell Eli this?
The next morning, Samuel got up to open the doors of the temple, but he was afraid to tell Eli what the Lord had said.
Samuel, my boy, come here.
Yes, sir.
What did God say to you? Tell me everything. May God punish you if you don't tell me every word.
So Samuel told him everything.
Oh, he is the Lord. Let him do what's good in his eyes.
Wow. What a story. God speaks to the young Samuel. Isn't that amazing? God speaking to him. And it was the first time that God did that to him. So Samuel takes a while to realize that it is God. But God is absolutely clear. He is going to speak. And even more amazing, he gives this boy a message that he is going to judge the family of Eli, just like we heard earlier. He's going to remove them from leadership in Israel.
Yeah, just imagine how scared Samuel would have been. Not just because God spoke to him, but also because he has to tell Eli, the leader of Israel, like his boss, he had to tell him these awful words of judgment from God. And this is just the beginning for Samuel. So let's listen to what happens to him next. Polly's going to read the final part of our story.
The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And Samuel's word came to all Israel.
So we need to trust God to remove bad leaders and to give us the leaders that we need. Under the ungodly leaders, there was hardly any word from God. But now, through God providing Samuel, Samuel is going to bring God's word regularly. This is really good news for people. And Samuel will prepare the way for God's king, David, who will then prepare the way for God's ultimate chosen king, Jesus. And Jesus is not just a good leader. He is the perfect leader who always honors God, his Father, who always cares for God's people, and who is never greedy. He gave himself up, everything that he had, to die on the cross for us.
Now, there have always been times when there are bad leaders, not just in the world, but sadly among God's people. And that happens even today. But God will always remove them in the end and will always give us good leaders. And even if we live in a time when things seem a mess, we know that he has provided us with Jesus, our perfect leader, our Lord and Savior, forever. So we can trust God to remove bad leaders and give us the leader we need, Jesus. Let's pray, shall we? Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word and the amazing story of Samuel. Oh Lord, it's very powerful and we thank you for it. And we thank you that it speaks to us today. And so help us both to recognize our own sin and need to be saved, but also to trust you to remove bad leaders and to give us the leader we need. And we thank you that you have given us Jesus, your Son, the Anointed One, forever.